Your financial support is crucial for public radio. Thank you so much for deciding to be a part of what we do. Now, let's continue with my presentation before a group of public broadcasting supporters in San Francisco. I'm bringing you my favorite travel tips and observations for planning your own great adventures in Europe. Transportation is a fun dimension of travel. I just love using and learning about Europe's amazing transit systems. Cities have public transportation that are far beyond what we're used to here in the United States. The United States is sort of wired for cars, and that's just the way we've been designed from the start, and it's just a reality. In Europe, they didn't have that sort of commitment to cars from the start, and they're more into public transportation. Here is a good example. London, the metro system, or the tube, right, the subway system. It's a psychology, it's sort of an attitude, and I struggle with this myself. It takes a lot of brain power to figure out the public transit, and wouldn't it be easier just to take an Uber or something like that? But those who commit themselves to using public transportation, they save a lot of time, they save a lot of sweat and frustration, and they save a lot of money, and they're going local. It just is a smart way to travel. Example, you fly into Heathrow, and you got to get to your hotel, and you're tired, you got your luggage, and you'll probably spend $100 to get on a taxi and go down to your hotel. For far less than that, you could buy a one-week tube pass, subway and buses, to cover the ride from the airport into your hotel and all the transportation you're going to need in the center of the town for a whole week of travel in London. For less than the taxi from the airport to your hotel. And if you know how to use the tube, you'll probably get there faster with the subway than with the taxi anyways, all right? So you can see how efficient it is, and yet, honestly, you just feel great when you get that figured out. Any city in Europe has this public transportation that we can commit ourselves to, and we can travel with that. All over Europe, they're very interested in making more green and more efficient transportation, becoming traffic-free and pedestrian-friendly. If you see how it laces together everything you need and you get your all-day pass, you got the city by the tail. It empowers you. Commit yourself to public transportation. A lot of my friends in Europe, they never learn how to drive. It's not a political statement or an environmental thing. It's just, why would they drive? You know, public transportation is subsidized, and it works for them so well. As travelers, we have to decide what's better for us overall. Take the train or rent a car. And it depends on your style of travel and where you're going. If you're going from big city to big city to big city, you don't want a car. A car is a worthless, expensive headache if you're going from city to city. You pay to rent it. You pay a lot to park it. You know, you spend a lot of time in traffic to get in and out of these cities. And the last thing I want to do is drive in a city. When I rent a car, I do the city, then I pick up the car on the way out of town, and I drop it later on in my itinerary before I hit another big city. You see, I try to do the cities together and the rural areas and the small towns that lend themselves to car travel all together. So if you're going from city to city, you want a train ticket. If you're out in the countryside trying to find scenic spots, that's where you're glad to have your own wheels. You know, in Ireland, you want your own car. I mean, there's lots of places where you're glad to have a car. So analyze it in that point of view to see what's best for you. If there's a group of you, like 5 people, it's much cheaper in a big car. 8 people in a minibus. That's really taking advantage of the scale of your group. And it is economic for all involved, as opposed to 5 or 8 train tickets. You have nothing on economy of scale if 5 people buy train tickets to the same place. If there's 1 or 2 of you, then it's expensive to have a rental car compared to taking the train. Do you follow me there? Also, you can choose your mode of transportation to a certain degree by how heavy you pack. If you just don't buy this business of packing light, rent a car. You can even rent a trailer. But if you're going by train, you're going to do a lot of walking. And if you can't get around with your luggage, it's going to be tough. I love how Europe's investing in its infrastructure. From a driving point of view, it's just great. From a guidebook point of view, it's a frustration because every year there's new bridges, new tunnels, new super freeways, and my information's wrong. You get into town before you should, you know? It's always getting better. I love driving in Europe, and it's getting to the point where you gotta make a point to get off the freeway and smell the roses. I mean, do get a point to get off the freeway. The transportation by train, It's mind-blowing. I mean, there's a whole web of bullet trains all around Europe now. I was on a train in France recently, and it was just coursing across the countryside, tinted windows, beautiful pastoral views, and it was silent and smooth and so comfortable. And I noticed the speedometer in the passenger car only turned on when it exceeded 250 kilometers an hour or something like that. I mean, 150 miles. Anything less than that, it was kind of embarrassed. They didn't tell you how fast it was going. Okay, so the trains are really fast. I remember a time when everybody would fly from Madrid to Barcelona. People don't fly from Madrid to Barcelona anymore because the train is so fast and inexpensive. And it goes from city center to city center. No airports to deal with. It just makes sense to take the train instead of fly. So the trains are great, and the trains are coordinated with other forms of transportation. If you're on a remote Norwegian fjord and there's two trains coming in and there's two boats a day going out, they're going to be coordinated. The train will come in, coordinated with the boat, which then after a few minutes will depart. All over Europe, except in Italy, where the train comes in just in time to see the boat pulling out. You will find that there's this wonderful coordination. So celebrate that.
Our celebration right now is knowing how many people believe in the work we do in public radio and are able to show their support during this membership campaign. You know that your contributions are what puts fuel into the engine of public radio where you live. And if you don't have much to spare right now, that's okay. We're here to serve you. And if you can afford a little extra to help the station meet its goals, that really means a lot to us as well. I hope this special edition of Travel with Rick Steves can inspire you to plan an epic getaway. Maybe it's long overdue. Even if you're just up for a great American road trip, we really do hope you get inspired to learn more about the world from what we bring to you each week on Travel with Rick Steves. And even if your travels are only virtual for now, this station remains your ticket to the world. And we're so glad you're coming along. With your contribution, you're helping to fund the source you rely on every day to stay informed and entertained and enlightened. Whatever your reason for listening, I just want to remind you that this public radio station depends on listeners like you for its financial support. It's easy and it's fun to take part. You can do it right now during this fundraising drive. Thanks a lot if you've already contributed, and thanks even if you can't. We're glad you're with us as travel partners, a part of this public radio station that brings you Travel with Rick Steves.